This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're on Joy 94.9. You're inside the Sound Museum. On the phone, we have a very special guest of ours. He is going to be chatting to us. He's an Aussie singer-songwriter from New South Wales. He's released a debut EP, All About to Change, back in 2013, with a follow-up EP called Broken Lines, which was last year. He's also played some shows all across the country and in New Zealand, and is currently working on some debut solo material at the moment with a single which is called California Song, which is out, and we're going to hear that tune very, very soon. But on the phone, Patrick James, first time into the Sound Museum. Welcome to Joy 94.9.
Thanks, mate. Thanks for having me. Excited to be on.
How's things? How have you been going? You're preparing for your show on the weekend.
Yeah, that's right. I've just been rehearsing a lot this week, and also just trying to put the finishing touches on what's going to be my first album, so that's pretty exciting. But yeah, just been heavily sort of based in the rehearsal studio this week and looking forward to the show in Melbourne on the weekend.
Yeah. So you've got your inspirations and a lot of music that you're totally into. What first got you into music, Patrick? What were your influences, mate?
Well, I think my music came from my mum being a piano teacher, and when I was about 5 years old, I sort of started learning piano, and then from there she introduced me to a lot of singer-songwriters that I sort of just fell in love with. So I guess that's where it started, and then started playing on the street, busking a lot, and when I moved to Sydney, I just kept playing music with all my friends and was in a bunch of different bands, and sort of just, I guess that's a pretty cliche story, but sort of just started like that, and yeah, I'm still enjoying it like the first day I started it, so it's good.
Yeah, Eric Clapton's Tears in Heaven, when heard that track. It does sound cheesy, but it is an amazing tune. Tell us a little bit about that song. You were drawn to a little bit of the emotion, you know, and the backstory to that song.
Yeah, well, I think it's just, for me, it's like a nostalgic thing. It was the first song I sort of learned on guitar, or one of the first songs I attempted to learn anyway. Eric Clapton's a bit of a gun, but I sort of dove straight into the emotion of the song as soon as you started singing the lyrics, and when I found out what that song was actually about, it sort of made me realise how powerful just, you know, like a single voice and a single guitar can be. So I guess that's sort of like where I get a lot of my inspiration from. But yeah, it was really the backstory that sort of drew me to that song. And yeah, it's an amazing story and very sad story, but yeah, I really sort of caught onto it.
Now, Patrick, you've released two EPs so far over the last couple of years. How has your sound and your style changed since your debut EP to now?
Well, I guess I used to play solo a lot of the time, but now sort of when I'm touring, over the last couple of years anyway, I've sort of started touring with a full band. So a lot of my more current EPs and singles are sort of more band-orientated as a result of just touring kind of constantly with the other guys in my group. So I guess sort of when you're touring subconsciously, that kind of comes out in your writing. I don't think it's like a thing you do on purpose, but you sort of start to shape your writing around kind of what you're just doing every night. So I guess that's the main sort of area that it's changed. But I mean, in saying that, my debut album's going to have a lot of sort of both elements in there, a lot of big band sounding tracks and then a lot of stripped back acoustic ones. So
tonight, Patrick, we played a song called Start Again by Conrad Saul, which is currently being used as a TV sync on Home and Away at the moment. Now, your music has been in a few TV shows yourself. That's a smart move to get your music out there, hey?
Yeah, I haven't cracked the Home and Away market yet.
Offspring, I think Wonderland, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was on Wonderland a couple of times, and then lucky enough to get on Offspring as well. So,
That's pretty big.
As soon as you get sort of a song on those kind of shows, so many people are watching and tuned in every night, so instantly your sort of fan base goes up from that, and sales on iTunes go up or whatever. But I mean, it definitely is a massive, massive sort of step up once you get your song on a TV show, and those people sort of come to shows, and it's sort of like you can really notice it. But I was just really, really grateful to have that happen, and yeah, hopefully there'll be more things like that.
Now, the new single, Patrick, California Song, Yeah. Absolutely fantastic, amazing. Love that track. Congratulations.
Thank
now,
you.
That track explores feelings of, what, anxiety, forbidden love and hope. The lyrics are just so powerful. First of all, did you write it in California? Is what I want to know. What inspired you? What was behind the lyrics?
Well, funnily enough, after the end of last year, up until that point, I'd been touring sort of constantly for the last couple of years, supporting a lot of other artists and doing my own headline shows. And I felt that I just needed like a short week or two break where I could just go somewhere sunny and tropical and I could just do nothing for a bit, as everyone does. It's, you know, obviously a normal thing. So I went to a place called Hawaii, not California. But I think
close.
Yeah, I accidentally sort of in my mind, the sort of the sunshine kind of tropical vibe sort of, it came out in my writing. And I think when I got back, or maybe just as I went, it sort of came out, that song. And I don't know how the lyric California sort of came out. It just sort of came through me, and I didn't really mean for it to happen. It just fit. And if it was any other city, if it was like meet me in Hawaii or, you know, meet me in Byron Bay.
No. It hasn't got the same ring to it, Pat.
So, I sort of just went with that California theme because it was so kind of universal in a way, even though it's just, I mean, everyone knows it as like that whole sunny kind of escape sort of vibe, so I just wanted to capture that in the song. Yeah.
Now, you're going to be performing that on top of a couple of covers. I believe you hinted a Sarah Blasco tune. Are you still going to be performing that on Saturday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're on top
without
of
giving
my
away.
Facebook.
Yeah.
You're
without.
Yeah, I'm going to be, I think I'm probably going to be playing that one. Yeah, I was sort of mucking around with a few different covers, but that's probably one of my favorite songs by Aussie female artists over the last kind of 5 years or so. So, I've just loved that song forever, and I've always kind of wanted to do it, but this tour seemed like a good opportunity to do that song in a more stripped back way.
I'm looking forward to it.
The new single from Patrick James, it's called California Song, is available online now. Patrick plays Northcote Social Club this Saturday, 13th of June. Visit patrickjames.com.au for all the details and to get tickets. Thanks for joining us tonight, Patrick.
Good on you, Patrick.
Yeah, awesome. Thanks for the plug, guys. Appreciate it.
No worries at all. Now, do you want to introduce your track for us on Joy 94.9, first time?
Yeah, this is Patrick James. This is my new song called California Song. And thanks for listening. Hope you enjoy.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.